It's symbolically important in the sense that the person of the supreme leader and his immediate entourage is being targeted and is being spoken of. Obviously, in terms of economic impact that this will have, I think that in comparison to what is already being put into motion, this is not particularly significant because some of the companies and some of the organizations that fall somehow under the aegis of the supreme leader have already been covered in a different way by the sanctions. But the fact that reference has been made specifically to him, just a matter of ratcheting up the kind of pressures that the United States is hoping to build against Iran.
If we listen to this statement Trump gave when he was signing this new sanctions, he at the same time still seems to be open to some sort of dialogue. He said, I can talk to anybody in Iran. Does that mean basically that Trump is backing down on the earlier threats he made?
No, I don't think he's backing down, but he is confusing the situation. I think that basically he wants to have some sort of a negotiation and arrive at some sort of a negotiated settlement or deal, as he puts it. But the way that he is going about it is something that makes it very humiliating for the Iranian side to accept, because the Iranians feel that they were not the party that left an agreement which they had already signed with the United States, and to be pushed into new negotiations under the threat of economic sanctions and the kind of pressures is humiliating for them at this stage. And of course, what Trump fails to sort of also give recognition to is the fact that if, for example, you put the Iranian foreign minister as the U.S. Treasury Secretary threatened yesterday under economic sanctions or sanction him, and label him as some sort of a terrorist or something, then how can you negotiate with terrorists? So there are discrepancies in what Trump says, although I think the intention behind the rhetoric is clear that he would like to see some sort of negotiation. And I think the Iranians understand that there has to be also some sort of a negotiation.
Now, last Monday, last week, Tehran started a 10-day countdown to surpass the enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, saying that it would exceed 300 kilogram restriction by June 27. That's Thursday. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that this is for Iran to embark on such a policy and to make such an announcement. It shows really a sense of desperation more than anything else in terms of having to play what little cards that they have under existing circumstances. It certainly is a huge risk for them, because if they were to be in breach of the JCPOA, then they risk losing the support of the Europeans, not to mention the Chinese or the Russians, but the Europeans primarily. And by pushing the Europeans into a position of having to support the American position, something that they have resisted in the course of the past year. But what they don't emphasize, sadly enough, is the fact that one reason why they will be exceeding their quota for the stockpile is because of the fact that U.S. pressure prevents them from exporting the excess amount that would allow them to remain within the confines of the JCPOA. In fact, no country will accept the excess because of American pressures. But this is not being discussed in open terms and in a loud and clear way by the Iranian authorities. And it seems that there is a failure on their part. And it goes back to this constant process of shooting themselves in the foot, something that they have done consistently in the course of the last 40 years.
Now, senior officials from France, Germany, Britain, China, Russia, and Iran will meet on June the 28th in Vienna. That's Friday, one day after the expiration of that deadline, to discuss ways to save the 2015 nuclear accord with Tehran. What do you think is going to happen there?
I think it's going to be very dicey, because obviously the fact is that This would constitute a breach, but it is not a significant factor in the sense of it will not signify Iran's total defiance of what they have agreed. Given the existing terms, as I said, you know, one of the reasons why they will be exceeding their allotted quota is the fact that they are unable to find parties that would accept the excess amount. Now, that is something that would probably become more highlighted when the meeting takes place, but the Iranians want to portray this as an act of defiance, and an act of defiance will risk losing the support of the Europeans at a crucial time.